This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
As you heard, it is a first alert weather day. You might have gotten caught in some sudden hail today, or at least felt the very cold temperatures. This cold storm brought us some really unusual winter-like weather for April. That was some of that hail that moved in earlier. This was video of the hail coming down up in the Oakland Hills around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Our own Max Darrow was out having lunch on the Embarcadero when hail started falling on him too. The storm also brought snow to the top of Mount Diablo and Mount Hamilton. And CHP shared photos of snow covering Highway 35, reminding drivers to take it extra slow today. We are still in this window where we could see some more hail and some more thunderstorms out of these storms. So let's go ahead and check in with meteorologist Darren Peck about that.
Yes, Sarah, in one way, we're kind of in one of the more impressive timeframes for that. And the reason why I say that is if you look at First Alert Doppler, you can see there's a subtle little rotation in the last hour or so. Watch that last little band that just kind of rotates right into the South Bay. And then you see a lightning strike with it just kind of on that far east side over the Diablo Range. This is the center of the whole system. You get a little more instability right in the middle, and you really do fill in the map a little more right now. There's a focus from the city and peninsula south over the Santa Cruz Mountains. Look at the snow showing up. That's snow falling on Mount Hamilton right now. And if we kind of change our perspective, you see some heavier lines of rain coming in there through the southern edge of the Santa Cruz Mountains and then right across the peninsula. If we just look over the last hour, this is probably one of the more impressive timeframes of tonight. On the future cast, we'll see that things do stay pretty busy for the next little while. And then they're going to calm down a bit for tomorrow. Tomorrow, we've still got this storm around. We still have a first alert day tomorrow because there's still the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm. But we're going to see a lot more blue sky tomorrow. I'll explain what that's all about. And then we got to look ahead. 80-degree days are not that far off. I'll see you with a whole lot. Sarah, back to you.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in weather, Darren. Thank you so much. There's also a lot going on in Bay Area sports. There is now an end date for the A's time in Oakland. The team announced today that after the season is over, it will be spending the following 3 years playing in Sacramento. Today's news dashes the hopes of a lot of diehard fans that the team might work out a deal to extend its lease at the Coliseum as it waits for its new ballpark in Las Vegas. A's owner, John Fisher, though, sounded upbeat as he made the announcement this morning at the team's new temporary dig, Sacramento's Sutter Health Park.
I just want to say how excited I am to be here in West Sacramento in Sutter Health Park, celebrating a momentous day for this community and a momentous day for our 123-year-old franchise. And we're looking forward to this being our home until we move on to our stadium in Las Vegas in 2028.
Safe to say this ballpark is already kind of crowded because it's also home to the Sacramento River Cats, the Giants' AAA affiliate. So the A's are going to have to play when the River Cats are on the road. Reality about the A's move is starting to set in for a lot of fans. Devin Feely caught up with two of them.
People are upset. They're disappointed. They're angry.
Breaking up is never easy. Just ask Brian Johansson, owner of The Last Dive Bar, whose love for the A's is more than skin deep.
For one, I can't ever get away from this. This is permanent. This is never coming off.
Brian, like many A's fans, knew that the end was coming. The team's had a wandering eye for a while, having set its sights on Las Vegas. But the A's flirtation with Sacramento fans say stings more than they could have ever imagined.
It's devastating.
Christopher Dobbins is the founder and president of Save Oakland Sports. He says the A's were the last to leave the town and have always been the first in his heart.
The A's have been here since 68 and all my whole lifetime, and it is very, very sad. I don't cry, man, but I was really torn up this morning.
For Chris and Brian, the truth is it hurts because they care, because they remember the good times before bad blood poisoned the relationship between the team and its fans, before divorce, however heartbreaking, seem like the only real option.
We're going to be investing our time in organizations and franchises that reciprocate the love that this fan base has shown. There's the roots and the soul. And so there's going to be stuff to fill the void, even though it's not going to be able to fully fill the void altogether.
There is the pesky problem of what to do with this season. The A's, the city, and their fans all attached at the hip for one long, lingering, super awkward goodbye.
Most A's fans are pretty obsessed about their fandom. And you know, time, you know, as the weeks go on, we'll figure out what we're going to do collectively as a fan base.
Both Brian and Chris say they'll still go to games this season, but they'll draw the line at Sacramento and Vegas. So where does the A's move leave Oakland? Mayor Sheng Tao said the city offered a deal that was fair to the team. And she said fiscally responsible for Oakland. She went on to say, we wish the A's the best and will continue our conversations with them on facilitating the sale of their share of the Coliseum site. The city of Oakland will now focus on advancing redevelopment efforts at the Coliseum. All right, other headlines now to get to. We're learning more about the officer-involved shooting that happened in Pacifica last week, leaving one woman dead. Police shot and killed her after they say she shot her adult son. Officer body cam footage showed the woman attempting to drive away after allegedly shooting her son multiple times inside of an apartment. Police say when they approached her car, she pointed a gun at the officers from the driver's seat, and that's when police fired. A warning, this video may be disturbing.
Stop! Stop!
Stop! Stop! Stop! Stop!
Stop! Stop. Stop.
The woman died at the scene. The officers involved are now on paid administrative leave, standard protocol, while an investigation takes place. The son is expected to be okay. He was shot twice in the arm and in the wrist. Legal fallout from last year's deadly mass shooting in Half Moon Bay. The Chronicle reports that a survivor and the family of a victim have filed a lawsuit against the owner of one of the mushroom farms that became the site of a shooting rampage. That farm is California Terra Garden. Last January, Chun-Li Zhao allegedly killed seven people at two of those farms. Plaintiffs allege that the owner didn't do enough to secure the location or to respond to violent outbursts from Zhao. This latest spring storm will keep Highway 1 closed near Big Sur and residents cut off until the weekend. Caltrans closed the roadway that was damaged in last weekend's rains. A section slipped away and fell into the ocean. Since then, CHP had set up convoys to lead drivers in and out of Big Sur. That's now on hold, though, until Saturday. People were warned they would be isolated for several days. A new study finds electric cars have led to a measurable drop on carbon emissions in the Bay Area, where half of new cars registered are EVs or hybrids. The UC Berkeley study used 60 air quality sensors around the Bay. They measured a 1.8% annual reduction in emissions from 2018 to 2022. That rate would have to double for the state to meet its goals of lowering emissions by 85% by 2045. It is April, but the ski season is not done yet. Snow is still falling in the Sierra, and people are ready to hit the slopes this weekend, too. We're hearing from some of those spring skiers, and despite inconveniences caused by the storm, they're happy with the current snow conditions.
Super excited for it. It's nice to have winter come back for a few more days. And, you know, it's looking forward to getting warm again for some spring conditions. But we'll take what we can get.
We're looking forward to hitting some of our favorite runs from the past and some of our favorite vistas and enjoying the day.
Most big resorts are planning to stay open through this month. A couple, including Palisades Tahoe, hope to stay open through May. Thanks for watching. The news continues at 8 on PIX Plus or 44 Cable 12. We'll see you right back here at 11 p.m.